Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Let's start off by being as misogynistic as possible. I saw this story on the Daily Mail, and you know, like Ian was mentioning, I'm chomping at the bit to talk about all this stuff because I haven't recorded my morning show. And it's the Daily Mail, the trad wife who insists a woman's place is in the home. Mom, 29, who lives like a 1950s housewife, cooking, cleaning, and caring for the kids while her husband works, reveals it's made her family happier than ever. I saw this and I thought to myself, like, isn't it kind of crazy that women used to have to do nothing and now they're like demanding to work grueling hours? Like, I get it. Taking care of the house and raising kids isn't doing nothing. I'm being somewhat of a dick. But there's like, I'm looking at these pictures of this lady and she's just like making bread with her kids. That just sounds like so much fucking fun. Yeah. And like, it's work, but it's work in the sense of like the most fulfilling work you can do. Mm-hmm. And then there's so many dudes who are like, I have to go to the salt mine every day. And it's hard as fuck and my back hurts, but I love my family. And then women had this deal where it's like, you are guaranteed the fulfilling role, but then society is now saying it's not fulfilling to take care of a family. Like, I'm just putting it this way, like, I like what I do and I'm fulfilled by running this company because it's very important to push back in the culture war and all this stuff. But there's a part of me where it's like, wouldn't it be the most fun shit in the world to make miniature versions of yourselves and train them to be little badass super soldiers and smart and play games and
absolutely not. Totally disagree with you. You need, of course, Miss Hernandez to raise you along with YouTube, Twitch, social media. That's the best way to have a childhood. It's the most meaningful one to get plugged into the grid, into the pod, eat the bugs, and have no kind of family and be left alone for the larger predator class to do whatever they want with you.
I don't have kids. I know. So a lot of people right now with kids are going like, oh, you have no idea how hard it is. No, I get it. But people who work here have kids and they're like, man, especially like the first 8 months, the first year. I'm like, I get it. But like, that's really, really hard work. But I look at it like, I'm lucky enough to have a job where, you know, everybody here does something they're passionate about and driven to do. But that's not most people. Women used to have it where that was their offer. I get it. Like I think if a woman wants to have a job, she should be allowed to have it. I don't think they should be women should be barred. So that's fine. I just think that like it's crazy to me. I'm looking at this like you were guaranteed to a certain degree, relaxing, fulfilling work, being with your family, choosing your hours. You know, obviously the kids got to go to school. There's work that has to be done, but you were in charge. You were the one running the house. You decided, you know what, we're going to the mall today. Shit.
If you work, you know, you're serving a different master. Either you're serving your family and your husband, or you're serving a corporate boss who pays you. You could work at a company. I've seen it. People work 10, 20 years. The day you resign, your office is cleaned out, the name tag's off the door, and no one gives a crap. If you died from your family, people would be distraught for decades, and they would, you know, you have a legacy. It's such a cold, dehumanized thing. The people pushing it, right? This all comes from somewhere. This societal propaganda, it's from capitalist massive. And I'm a capitalist like crazy, but I mean, they want cheap labor from overseas and from Mexico. They want more tax revenue, income tax. And
they want less people,
and they want the family destroyed, and they want less people to be born. I mean, it's the most evil agenda when you actually look at what is causing all this.
This is what I was thinking when I saw these pictures. I'm like, both of these people, the man and the woman, wanted to have kids. One of them has the option to spend all of their time with those kids for better or for worse.
And which I'm is just luxury.
Like, absolutely. And I'm just like, I'm just watching this and I'm like, I'm surprised that so many women were like, I would rather not have that. You know what I mean? Like, the dude goes and works, doesn't get to see the kids as often, comes home tired. And the only thing he asks is that, like, to varying degrees, that there's food and he can eat and be with his family for this, you know, for the third of the day he gets to be with his family. There's a meal and something nice because you got to spend all day. I just can't believe they gave that up.
Well, they didn't give it up. They were psychologically manipulated to believe that this was something that's going to empower them, when in reality, it's doing the exact opposite of that. And when you look at the kind of origins of feminism, the origins are with the Rockefeller family. They're with Edward Bernays. They're with larger psychological psyops and tricks that, of course, brainwash people to believe your place is in the workplace. It's not with the family. And right now, a lot of women have been brainwashed to the point where even if you go to them, be like, hey, look, you don't got to serve this corporation. You don't got to work. You don't got to pay the bills. You don't got to do anything. I just need you to take care of the home. I need you to make sure that our life here is good. Organize it. Set it up. Make sure we're moving in a pathway where you're able to help me with just some of the basic things in life. And then we're going to go forward and you have nothing to worry about. I'll take care of you. And then they're like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Giving you trouble, giving you shit, fucking treating you like shit. If they cook for you, like, oh my God, I'm fucking cooking for you. What am I, your servant? What am I, your mother? Like no. Like we're trying to get a deal here where I'm able to work my ass off to make sure that we're good. And then you got to take care of other things. They don't want to do it. It's fucking crazy. It's fucked up.
And they've programmed people to think
that sounds personal.
Killing, yeah.
No.
You know, they've programmed a lot of people to think that killing your own children via abortion is a good thing and empowering and freeing, even though there's so much trauma that's associated with that never leaves. And, you know, to be fair, this affects a lot of men too. A lot of men are programmed to think that their only job in life is to go sit in a cubicle and produce, and then spend 10, 15 years retired and die.
It's not?
Well,
turns out,
you know, living a life of passion. And that's one of the things, like, I really like about the show is you're showing people that you can literally do the things you love and make a living out of it.
But here's the other thing. Passion used to be derivative of duty. When we would raise our kids, we'd, you know, it's like, imagine there's this like big hulking Norwegian villager Viking dude. And he's got his small, you know, 7-year-old son, and he goes out and he's like, we have to catch food today. Otherwise, your mother and your sister will starve. It is our duty, it is our responsibility. When that kid grew up, he felt passion for that, to protect and serve others. The problem today is we don't teach kids discipline and duty, and so their passions become garbled nonsense. So now you get people saying things like, I want to be able to be free and live the life I want to live. And the life I want to live is going to the bar and getting drunk. If you took a kid and you raised them to be responsible and disciplined, they wouldn't be saying that. They'd be older saying, like, my passion is to serve my community. It feels good to do so. So that's the issue. It's same thing for dudes as it is for women in this regard. Women gave up the passion of and the freedom. And men gave up similar to work in the mechanized cubicle factory bullshit. I mean, we did it to ourselves. It was capitalism. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying communism's good. I'm saying it's a component of capitalism.
It was hard. Globalism. It's not even capitalism. It's internationalists taking advantage of a lot of people.
Not 1900s. When they started creating these machines, it was a company saying, I don't want my employee to leave to be with his son's little league game or whatever because I need widgets. And so they started changing the culture.
And they also implemented no-fault divorce around the same time.
Right. Well, no, that was the 80s.
No, the communists in 1917
introduced it.
All around that time, fucking the communists. Factories.
Yeah, I'm a little bit old-fashioned because I'm Slavic. I was born in Poland. Like, you know, I grew up in a particular way. So there's even, you know, influencers that are like trad life influencers that are doing the exact opposite of what they preach.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just weird and it's just perplexing. And, it's difficult because financially...
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
That there's one situation, but psychologically, a lot of people have been just brainwashed and tricked towards just being servants and little worker ants and little worker bees and little slaves of the establishment rather than individual, unique, hardworking, loving, and like just badass fucking human beings.
Let me ask you guys about this one. We got this one from the Daily Mail. Meta will free the nipple. Facebook and Instagram lift ban on bare breasts because it impeded right to expression for women, trans, and non-binary people. This is like the weirdest shit to me. I mean, I don't know if I care all that much, but it is a shift away from the traditional into the progressive. So there's a big thing happening where women would take pasties, you know, little stickers of your nipples, mm-hmm. of men's nipples, and put them on their female nipples, and it was okay.
Yeah.
And people were like, wait, what? That made no sense. Because male nipples are allowed, female nipples aren't, right? And then there were trans men. Females would get their breast material removed, but keep the nipples, and then post pictures, and Instagram's like, well,
it's fine.
Like, it's a guy now, so it's fine. And my attitude is kind of like, it's still a woman. You know what I mean? Like, if you're banning female nipples, you're banning female. It is stupid, though.
I would rather them.
I saw you roll your eyes there.
I don't even know. I haven't processed this. I'm actually admittedly not like, I'm not super into the trans space of like culture war issues. Like, right. That's like Matt Walsh and, you know, some other people. I'm like very corruption focused. This stuff, you know, I personally would rather them ban just like all nipples. And, you know, like I think, you know, libertarianism can become a bad thing in excess and, you know, just have no shirtless photos as opposed to having full topless photos across the, you know, kids are on this app and everything.
Why stop there though? I mean, Instagram should not allow people to post photos of themselves not wearing suits. That's
yeah,
it.
I agree. Yeah.
Men must wear suits.
I agree.
Women must cover up even their ankles.
Yes.
The problem with banning all nipples, which is possible, is that all the beach photos of all the dads would get banned.
It's silly. And like I said, I have not thought this through. I'm saying I would rather them go towards more restrictive than more open. I think this is just a degradation of society overall, which we've seen across. You know, look at, they have the drag shows with the kids. It's like you can't have that much freedom to the point where it affects children. And how are they going to monitor this so that kids aren't just looking at porn on Instagram? You know, but it's so crazy. Yesterday, I just got fact-checked on Instagram because I posted Joe Biden like touching kids inappropriately. Yep. And they said, this is a fact check. This is false. He's not a child predator. And I'm like, it's a video of him doing it.
Yeah. He's not convicted.
You know, so it's all, you know, no holds barred for, you know, the chosen, oppressed and full restriction.
Yeah. I think it'll be enforced like differently around the site. Like if someone puts their boobs, a girl puts her boobs on top of a guy's head, that'll probably get banned. Whereas if a trans woman just stands there, wouldn't get banned. I don't know.
I've been
selective enforcement.
Ian, I'm glad you bought this book too.
We should get all the other ones too.
Cause I'm reading it more and more. You know this book?
No.
This is the one where it's got the they're putting it in grade schools and it's got the blowjob in it.
Oh yeah, I thought. Oh.
But here's the most interesting thing that I think, this is why conservatives need to read it. She outright says on page 162 that her main kink is autoandrophilia. That means her fetish is her being a man.
Yeah.
And so that really says something. She later says she fantasizes about top surgery. She's having a sexual fetish of
a mastectomy.
Of being a guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big difference, like, because Blair White was talking about this, between gender dysphoric individuals and autogynephilic individuals. So there are a lot of trans people who are sexually aroused by the thought of being the opposite sex. And then there are people who look in the mirror, like Blair White, and feel physical discomfort and pain because their brain doesn't align with how they view themselves. This individual wrote a book called Gender Queer, talking about how it's like, oh, I'm non-binary and I'm all these things, when in reality, she just gets off on imagining herself as a dude. And that's translated into her wanting to get surgical, you know, mastectomies and things like that.
Which, as an adult, do whatever the hell you want, you know? What's to say that's different from getting tattoos on your neck or your face? I mean, you know, do whatever you want. It's just when it impacts children, that's
well,
where...
So, And I agree to them for the most part, but this is where it gets to an interesting territory. And the reason I brought it up in this context, because the libertarian element is what makes this all happen.
Saying,
hey, you're an adult, you live your life. Like, I agree with that to the great extent. Just recognize, then you're going to have a bunch of teachers who are wearing Z cup massive breasts. And then you're going to be, hey, now you're fucking with kids. And they'll be like, it's who I am. The law allows it.
That came up last night. I think one of the things libertarians have been missing is the cultural, the hands off the culture. It's like hands off politics. Yeah, like let people live politically the way they want to. But as soon as the culture is affecting you and your family, libertarianism isn't going to keep you off that. Like that is your life, regardless of your political structure. If your kid's coming home and saying, hey, the guy showed me this, then like you're involved.
Who wants to read that?
I'll read it. 17-year-old scolded for crying over transgender woman's penis. At YMCA, oh God!
Wow. A California teen cried as she recalled seeing a naked man in her local YMCA.
Which, how much you want to bet the individual that exposed themselves? That's their fetish.
It is. That's the point. Not all of trans people, like, because again, Blair White talked
illegal.
About it. But there are people like this person who wrote this book who outright says it is her fetish.
Autoandrophilia.
Yeah, to be a guy.
And how,
so when she goes out in public dressed like a man saying, I'm not a woman, she's getting sexually aroused by you using her pronouns.
Yeah.
And how much fucking you want to bet shit, her fetish is by children reading that book?
Yeah, it could be.
Tucker Carlson actually interviewed her last night. It was
really?
Hell yes.
pretty eye-opening, to say the least. Pretty fucked up what's going on here.
I
think we should definitely have her on our show. I think when you kind of look at this, I mean, libertarians don't have any kind of positions of power. A lot of this is happening under Democrats using state power to protect themselves. Police officers protect this. A lot of, you know, kind of what's going on here is pushed on by some really fucked up satanic pedophile motherfuckers out there who are absolutely fucking evil. And I don't think it has anything to do with those kind of principles and ideas. Conservatives kind of been sitting on their hands, allowing a lot of these things to happen, and they've kind of been pathetic. And yeah, I do believe children do deserve to be protected.
I disagree. Libertarians have been allowing it to happen. It's conservatives who have become more libertarian bent. But
we have no institutional power, so there's no way. I mean, we could say, like, some crazy libertarian could say, yes, sex work, yes, this is okay, but institutionally wise, it doesn't really affect anything.
So when conservatives pick up a libertarian bent and then start saying things like, I don't care, live your life how you want to live it, here's the simple process. You've got 100 people, 50 men, 50 women. Some of them are queer or whatever. The libertarians and the liberals say, hey, live your life how you want to live it. You're an adult. All of a sudden, now out of the 100 people, there's 10 visible queer people. They start going into places of business and they start doing their things. As we've said, live your life. Little kids start asking about it. Then we say, hey, I can explain to you what it is, but we don't want that influencing our kids because we don't want our kids confused or whatever. But you're an adult, live your life as long as you don't fuck with the kids. 10 years later, there's 30 out of 100 people who are doing some weird thing. And this is millennials, by the way. There's like millennials and Gen Z say they're like 30% LGBTQIA. Now you've got these people, these millennials are teachers, and they're demanding we tell these students about what we are, what we believe, and why we believe it. And we're saying, hey, you're fucking with kids. How are you going to vote against 30% of the population, right? They're gonna form a substantial voting block.
True.
Democrats are then going to cater to that voting block. That voting block will then win.
I think a lot of that is not organic. And the problem is this is being pushed, a lot of it's by the WEF and ESG and its corporation top down. Watch what happens.
And the equity score.
And the DEI. Yep. This is top down social programming. Watch what happens in June. Everything turns into a rainbow. Every company, every bank.
Except their Saudi Arabia branch.
Yeah. Every defense contractor logo. Rainbow, right? This is not an organic thing. The 10 to 30, yes, that's but you know, a problem in a lot of respects. It's not because we have said you as an adult can do that. Like I said, it's when it impacts kids. Like, oh, the teacher wears the big thing. I don't think that should be allowed. I don't think you should be able to talk to the kids about certain things that are sexualized in nature. I don't think a porn star should be able to come in and talk to the kids about their life just as much. I don't think as someone should explain their sexual life as a trans person. Right. I think that's so off limits. I think
the way I'll describe it is, it's like, hey, we're gonna let the neighbors onto our property, but you know we don't want them. You know we want them eating our food. So one day, you know, you got 5 neighbors on your property and there are 7 people who live in your house. Now you've got 5 people all demanding food. Like this is the issue. Like all that matters in politics is the willpower of the mass. And so if you tell people live however you want, you're an adult, eventually you will get a large voting block doing that. And there is no stay away from kids. There is no you shouldn't be in schools.
This is the challenge.
It's impossible.
I kind of disagree. I think this is a more coordinated top-down effort. That's just my perspective, and I kind of disagree with your assessment.
One of the problems, kind of but whether like, it is or isn't, kids.
It's happening, and it should be addressed.
And what I'm saying is, if regardless of who's doing it, if you personally, and again, because I said the same thing, I mostly am libertarian on this, like, I don't want to be involved in your life, go live however you want to live, but I recognize that means you're going to get a large portion of the population who want fucked up shit. And then once they're all out in public demanding fucked up shit, they band together and then you can't stop them.
So you think the majority of the population is fucked up and wants fucked up shit?
No, I'm saying that we've got a voting block in the minority that has been weaponized or that is very good at activism and organizing. There's enough of them that it's become a key political issue for both sides. And because conservatives are now saying, hey, get these people away from the kids, Democrats are saying, here's our chance.
One of the things about the...
But they're losing in Virginia. They're losing this issue. I think when anybody looks at this issue, right, like you or me specifically, talking about the top-down side, I'm like, this is fucked.
You say that, yeah. But almost every single state has an enshrined gender identity civil rights protections.
I think the backlash...
Even West Virginia.
...is growing. Florida is leading the way. DeSantis has laid out a blueprint for how to fight the woke mob. There's a anti-woke caucus being formed by Scott Perry, or Jim Banks, I believe, in the Congress, in the House. I think the backlash is growing, and I frankly think Twitter is going to do more to stop this.
Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/timpool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
Metastasization of this movement by allowing free speech, like Seth Dillon said, you know, we weren't allowed to ridicule any of this. They were sacred cow class. You could not say a single thing. Now, I think all we need is free speech, to be honest.
Yeah.
And this, it's a very small block that was given disproportionate amount of power. And I do think that the tides are turning. Yeah. Somewhat slowly.
And I would say that's the main reason why they were able to get away with it and get it to be so prominent as it is right now, because the federal government got involved in social media and said, no, this is okay. Criticizing it is not. That's not something that's to be blamed on libertarianism. That's something to be blamed on the state.
The opposite of libertarianism. Exactly. Fascism.
That is responsible for this larger growth of this larger perversion and this larger over-sexualization of children, which the U.S. government centralized and organized with your tax dollars.
If people get more of the truth about what this actually entails, how harmful it is, and the people that detransition, you know, people and the effects of the hormone drugs and what Big Pharma is doing to actually incentivize this type of stuff so that they can make more money. I think once people actually know the harmful truths about so much of this, it will kind of get defeated over time.
Yeah, the truth eventually
does
come
Florida
out.
Under federal law protects gender identity. So I understand it's a federal law issue, but that matters as well.
In terms of discrimination, yes, you cannot discriminate in hiring and
employment, housing, public accommodation, not credit and lending. That's weird.
No.
Policies for state employees.
I agree with that.
Oh, wow. They protect state level employees. But what is gender identity?
I like equality.
But what is gender identity?
Someone choosing to identify as.
In New York, it's defined as your self expression, meaning Jesus. That means furries.
Yeah.
So my point here is I remember, I think it was West Virginia, and seeing a sign on a wall at a fast food restaurant being gender identity is protected. It's illegal to discriminate in their employment things or whatever. And I'm just these laws are being enacted and people are saying, well, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to discriminate. It's bro, they're passing a law that would allow you to dress up in a fursuit and show up to work in a fursuit. They're not passing a law saying they're passing laws where, remember Superman? The big, you know, biological male came in and said, it's ma'am, and smacked shit at the GameStop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that person is going to be
But you can get them on so many other things, being violent, being having outbursts. It doesn't necessarily have to be. I actually agree with
all the special interest groups screaming and filing lawsuits like the Baker.
So do you think there should be a state solution here? So the government coming and saying, no, you can't dress up as a furry.
I think.
Is that what you're advocating for?
I think that the challenge here is, to what extent are businesses allowed to discriminate, and what does and discriminate? I mean that in the literal sense, to discern between who they will do business with, who they will hire, and who they will not. Ron Paul, of course, and the libertarians take the approach there should never be any non-discrimination laws. They think that anybody, any business can work with, serve anybody they want or not.
Yeah, it's the bake the cake argument, right? Libertarians are like, if they don't want to bake the cake, they shouldn't bake the cake.
I think equality isn't the problem. I like equality. The 14th Amendment guarantees equal protection of the laws. I don't like special treatment. And that's what's been happening. And it hasn't necessarily been from the government directly. It's been top down from the corporations and with certain...
And the ESG and the Federal Reserve and the BlackRock and the big bankers.
Yes, they've done it in the private sector because they can't actually do that fully under the government. So I don't mind equality. I fight for equality. I do not like special treatment that you are not allowed to even criticize with free speech.
Yeah.
They deny our constitutional rights.
And just like with COVID, they were able to get away with so much with COVID because no one was able to criticize it. And that's why the insanity went on for so long.
There's a limit. Saying something like, hey, you know, this guy's brown, this guy's white, you can't discriminate because this guy looks different. That I understand. But to say your gender identity, that's fabricated.
Yeah.
That's like saying you can't discriminate against someone. Like the meme is, you don't have a gender identity, you have a personality. Yes, they're quite literally saying you can't discriminate against someone's personality. So, and it's funny because the left, these motherfuckers just lie about everything. We saw that Veritas video. You saw the Veritas video where the guy's like, I'm teaching CRT to kindergartners.
Yes.
I just don't call it CRT. Mm-hmm. Then when you go and talk to these left people, they say there's no CRT in schools. They know they're just fucking pieces of shit and they're fucking lying to you.
Marcus.
So when I called three different human rights lawyers in New York over the story in 2018 and said, I read the human rights law. It says gender identity is self-expression. Your name is your gender identity. Your clothing is your gender identity. And I said, so what's to stop a guy from dressing up like a wolf and calling himself Volciferon, Herald of the Winter Mists, at Starbucks? And they all said it would get laughed out of the courtroom. And I said, why would it get laughed out of the courtroom? Because no one would take it seriously that you view yourself as an animal. And I said, there are hundreds of thousands of furries.
Many.
And not only that, but if there is the right of the judge to laugh at you for being ridiculous, what happens when a 6'3", 200-pound man walks in a dress and goes, my name's Jackie. And the judge starts laughing and says, no, it's not. Get the fuck out of my courtroom. And they're like, well, he can't do that. Why not? He can laugh at my self-expression, but not yours. And then all the lawyers were like, well, I see what you're saying. It just depends on the judge. I guess they interpret the law. When I tell this to leftists, they say, but it's not about furries. It's about gender identity. And I say, yes. And gender identity can be anything. Any shirt you wear, your pants. It can be a beard. It can be
your
hair.
You're talking about tattoos. The slippery slope, which has been proven to be a slippery free fall.
What these laws in Florida and other states are basically saying is that you can walk in full bondage gear into a Starbucks and they can't kick you out.
That's what if I said I identify as
Florida, you public indecency. You'll get it.
No way. Look,
gender expression.
There will be instances.
If you show nudity in Florida.
I didn't say nudity.
Arrested.
I said bondage gear. I'm talking about a gimp suit with a ball gag.
Wow.
Right. So what happens?
I was thinking with like the
Did you see the guys with the dog masks on the ground barking at children and they're having the kids pet the guys?
It's crazy.
Homosexual adult males on the ground crawling around wearing dog masks.
Yeah. Should be illegal.
It is,
I believe, just not enforced.
Gender identity protected. They could crawl into a Starbucks on their hands and knees barking and you can't kick them out.
Yeah, that's puppy play. They identify as puppies, literally.
That's not a gender. Is a puppy a gender?
Yes, it is.
It is now.
Gender is defined, at least in New York, I'll be specific, as your personal self-expression.
Whatever that might be.
Which includes any clothing you wear, any name you use.
That's nuts, because what if you have swastikas all over your shirt, and you're I identify as the cosmos, and this is the wheel of life.
Yes.
And you pull off shirt tattoos of swastikas.
And I said, what would happen if a guy goes to Harlem wearing a Southern plantation outfit with a cane?
I see what you mean.
And he walks in, and when the black barista says, can I get a name for the order? He goes, my name is Massa.
Yeah.
I guess it gets
and guess what?
Where
Massa is an Iberian name. It's a real name. And so you're going to tell me that that guy at Starbucks has to yell out that name? Fuck off.
Yeah, the realistic thing is the law can't protect everyone, and it gets to a point where if you push it too far, society breaks and snaps and will, like, you can't do that. You can't walk in with your...
Leaving New York by the tens of thousands.
But it's in Florida.
It's outflow.
Florida has the same laws.
Federal.
We're looking right now at lgbtmap.org, and it outright says gender identity, because of the Supreme Court ruling, even Florida has to abide by this.
Yeah, but I don't, the categories listed there don't match Starbucks pup play.
Do you know what public accommodation means? Starbucks is a public accommodation. If they offer it to any member of the public, they have to offer it to all members of the public. If gender identity is protected federally, that means if John walks in wearing a suit, they can't say no suits allowed. No, that's part of someone's gender expression. If John wears a dress.
I just don't think Florida's laws match New York's, because
as a result of June 2020 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, people in all states can seek recourse for employment discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity through the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in federal courts. It then goes on to add sexual orientation and gender identity protected. Yes.
But only for employment. They said
no. Supreme Court. Come on, man.
No. I know. I see that category there, but that's state law. And then that.
Yes. Florida's state law for public accommodation does protect gender identity. You see right here, the green check mark. It does. Public accommodation, gender identity.
I just don't know that Florida's law is going to match New York's exactly that pup play. Each state is going to be different in that.
It doesn't
respect.
Say pup play in the law.
Right.
It says.
I just don't know that Florida's law would include, like you say, oh, they'd get laughed at of court. And
either way, this is my point. Florida has gender identity protections. That's it. Like, this is my point. Even the based states are enacting these policies. And it's only the glamour culture war issues that Ron DeSantis addresses.
Dude, this transhumanist thing's nuts. This Supreme Court said you can patent life. I think it was 2011 they decided that. You can create life and patent it. Now you own this type of life form, and now you can...
But what's the solution to all of this? Like, Tim, how do you solve this? Does the state get involved here? Do we try to get people to be more religious? Do we... Like, I think we're also at a very crucial point where a lot of human beings are physically fucked up, and that leads to them being mentally fucked up.
I didn't realize how extreme phthalates in the water are estrogenizing people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fucked up. That's why people got loops.
If you zoom out, LGBT Map says Florida's a state where state explicitly interprets existing prohibition on sex discrimination to include orientation and or gender identity. And of course, gender identity is protected. So like, look at this, like West Virginia doesn't. No explicit prohibitions for discrimination. But Florida does. New York does, or I'm sorry, Texas doesn't. New York is like fucking explicit. But I'll have to pull up the actual Florida law.
I mean, Florida has some laws that I really disagree with. We actually passed a red flag law for the Second Amendment in 2018 after the Parkland school shooting, and we're hopefully going to repeal it under DeSantis. I mean, he has really only gotten his super momentum mojo the last couple years where he can push anything through. So it's going to take some time. We are definitely cleaning up a lot of things.
Yeah, there's also concealed carry licenses. It's like, what the fuck do I need a license for?
We don't have constitutional carry. Yeah.
Unless you're going hunting. So if you're going hunting in Florida, you could have,
Can you be, hunting?
But it's like it's hurricanes.
Can you be hunting in like an urban environment? Yeah, or would that
be
not
fair, they do say it has a very, very low score.
Like it's
overall
Florida.
Yeah, not negative, but low.
I was gonna say it's like I just you know just in my experience being you know again Florida's not perfect, but we're I think DeSantis is. I like DeSantis because he's a lawyer, and he takes no bullshit. And I do think a lot of this is a legal fight. People ask me, oh, what can we do for election fraud over this next 2 years before 2024, which is probably the biggest concern. We can fight a lot of this stuff, chip away at it in the courts.
Who wants to read that?
Wow. The state criminalizes exposure and or transmission of HIV. How are the...
Negative law.
Does that mean?
In Florida you intentionally spread HIV, it's a criminal penalty.
But
and they're mad about it.
Isn't that protected? Can I be like a bug chaser? Wouldn't that be like a...
I don't know, man.
I almost got cast in a movie called Bug Chasing. I didn't know what I was in for. There's
no gender neutral option for driver's licenses in Florida.
Oh, I just got the opportunity. I'm getting my Maryland license and they're like, what gender are you? And I was like, I was so tempted to say other.
You know why you don't do it though?
I just said white man. I just default Caucasian male.
I've thought about it like, Lauren Southern's a man, right? Remember Lauren Southern got her man thing?
Unspecified, is what it was.
It'll cause you problems at the border. Cause you problems in other countries.
Yeah, for sure. I foresaw that. It would be fun for them to be like, what it says unspecified engineer. You're like, do you want me to specify? And they'd be like, yeah. Male.
Well, anyway, look, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I think Florida obviously is doing well in a lot of things, and maybe they'll start pushing back on this stuff. But my main point is just this. I'm all about freedom and liberty for individuals. They can live however they want to live. It's none of my business. Just don't bring around kids. But get that point.
What happens is adults will teach it to their own kids, and then those kids will come with tell your kids about it, and the adults...
And this is my point.
You know,
there is no such thing as saying, be an adult and live your life, and don't show it to kids. It's impossible.
Well, the mothers that show them to kids are usually obese, single parent households, and they're just white Karens.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you create a block of individuals. They build a culture. Markets then cater to that subculture. The subculture can either grow or shrink. In this instance, you're telling people to engage in acts of euphoria. Of course, that's a growth path. That's a growth trajectory. You're then going to get Disney saying, how do we get these people to watch a movie? So they make a movie about two gay dudes. Now, a major release is in the culture, and it's now amplifying everything. Look, I don't care if a dude dresses up like a giant rubber duck and gets off by banging a hole in the mattress. The issue is, I recognize, it to a certain extent, when people are all doing this, eventually, they're going to get on the internet, they're going to find each other, and then they're going to be like, I'm tired of hiding who I really am. And then they're going to say, we should go march down the street in our duck costumes. Mm-hmm. And they do. And then kids see it, and it has an impact on your culture. Just a reality.
We need another Mr. Rogers.
And if we have free speech and actual fair elections, which we'll never fully have, but I think that actually defeats that type of
not debauchery.
Yeah, something like that.
But it ultimately does
perversion.
It has to be made illegal.
The 10-30% number is total bullshit.
I think doing it in public, I mean, yeah, we discussed this in law school and we said what is wrong with someone walking down the street nude, assuming no children, right? What is actually wrong with that? And we discussed it for an hour. We ultimately just decided it's just because more than 50% of people voted for a law that said it shouldn't be. When it comes down to it, it doesn't really affect. There's nothing in the Constitution that's up. So, yeah, we can just organize more people on our side to ban this stuff. You cannot walk in public in a duck costume. That's just what we agree. There's no constitutional right to do it. Boom.
That's a challenge, though. Like, what's wrong with the duck costume? It's like, here's the real problem.
It's a moral question.
The problem is culture. It's already illegal to jump around naked, right, in most places. Yet all these pride events, they do anyway. And not a single cop will do anything about it.
I think that's just because they're afraid of the backlash.
Exactly.
I think the laws are actually in place. They're just not being enforced. Look what happened in 2020 when we're on the behind the paywall. There was so much fraud. We saw them dropping off ballots at 3 a.m., pulling boxes, and no one would enforce them.
When was that, though? Where was that? Which was that one?
just the 2020 election. We saw in Detroit at like 3 a.m. a white van dropping off two times. They came around, dropped off giant pallets of boxes when no one was observing. They were escorted by a black sedan. And then in Georgia, they pulled the boxes out from under the table. When
did you watch
no
the full video of that one?
Republican observers. I watched most of it.
The full video shows them putting the boxes under the table too.
I believe in that instance, the observers were outside the building watching from far away.
They said there was
a video where they pull the box out from under the table. If you watch the actual full surveillance footage, you can actually see them take ballots. As people are dropping ballots off, they put them in the boxes and then put them under the tables. So those, like, you can actually watch those ballots come in.
Okay. There, in Michigan, I could list a ton of things. In Michigan, there were people that were registered to vote and voted that had been dead for 20 years that you could search on a public database. Fleckus actually found 10,000, went through a bunch of them on a list of 10,000, and CNN tried to disprove it and just there actually was, lied and said about it.
There was the athlete from, I think, Tennessee, who was like in Colorado and voted absentee and then also voted in person. And he was like, what the fuck? And he went on, I think he went on like Tucker Carlson or some shit.
And just what we saw in Arizona, where they literally shut down 62 voting stations in a Republican district on election day. And the judge says, well, you know, I don't know, not enough to really do anything here. It's like, guys, they're shutting down the elections at this point. What else do you need?
So that's why I'm like, Peter Thiel, 3 years to save the country.
That's what he said last year.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
blockchain. You got two more years, according to Peter.
That's when we look at it.
Two more. I think Elon buying Twitter is a massive, massive.
Yeah.
I think that bought us at least a couple more years.
Yeah. I feel like Matt Gaetz coming on the show last week bought us another 20, 30 years. I have so much more hope.
What they did in the House is historic.
And he's open about blockchain backups for voting too, because he knows. I was like, what about making them, you know, mandating with the government that they release their source code, these companies like Dominion, whoever have proprietary machine code. He's like, fuck the code. Blockchain,
100%. Why don't we? The Senate map in 2024 is ridiculously favorable for Republicans. The Democrats have to defend like 15 seats, and a lot of them are in like Montana, West Virginia, Texas. Sorry, Democrats not in Texas. Arizona, I was looking at, if we had fair elections, Republicans would probably have like 62 or 63. They were looking at a filibuster proof majority. Now with election fraud and whatever, at the very least, we're probably going to get at least 51 or 52. Like, and it's likely going to be 56. So we've got a really good roadmap in the future. We got to get the president in.
We got to get ballot harvesting.
We have to ballot harvest.
Yeah. But we've gone way over. Hey man, thanks for hanging out. It's been a bless.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This was a good one. And for everybody who's a member, thanks for all the support, making it possible. We'll see you all next time.
Cheers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.